walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
What a perfect day to play left back.
Hi, and welcome to my Fix It Up Life Live.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Mark, and we're talking with Liz and Doug from Hoosier Homemade about their mega project.
Yes, I am so curious about this project. I had to ask them on because we were together when part of this was going on at their house. It's a pallet deck. And we hear so much about people using pallets for so many kinds of projects. And I'm so curious about what somebody might need to know before they attempt this at their house. So, guys, thanks for joining us.
Hi, great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we love your website. And beyond the cupcake a day, which is kind of an awesome thing, so if anybody's watching, listening, and they love cupcakes, you have to go to Hoosier Homemade every single day because there's a cupcake recipe, and they're really good,
and
too.
It's a new internet feature. A cupcake actually comes out of your computer screen, and you just...
And you can just, like, taste it, yeah.
Yeah.
Their
yeah.
technology is insane.
They're good there.
Yeah, you guys are really good.
We worked on it really hard.
Well, and the deck that you guys built is a great place to enjoy all those yummy treats, too. So... Now, Doug, you have a background in what is your background?
Actually, I have a background in agronomy and landscaping.
Agronomy.
So I'm going to have to, you don't mind if I just look that up, do
We're
you?
We're going to have to look that up.
Agronomy is plant and soil science, really. It's okay. I study plants.
Oh,
and
so
I,
you
I've
know.
Been in agriculture.
So you know what grows where, how it grows. What kinds of soils things like? I don't even want to know how nice your lawn is. Okay, tell me.
It's pretty nice. I've got several years under my belt. So we really do enjoy making our property nice for us and for our neighbors, actually.
Oh, I love that you said that.
Yes, I do too, because where we live, a lot of our neighbors are very Italian, where they don't speak English, and their yards are gorgeous. So we get to sit out on our porch and actually enjoy all of the gorgeousness in our neighborhood. And I love seeing it when the neighbors' flowers come up in different.
And they have different blooms all through the year. There's color all through the season.
Yeah.
That whole thing, they prune. It's like surgery. You know?
So is it sort of like, you know, people time their Christmas lights to music? Do you have everything timed so that things are just popping up like a Disney animation at your house for all the gorgeous blooms?
We wish.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, it is.
It would be cool. I try. Let's put it that way. I try to do that with the flowers and with our flower beds to have something blooming and some show of color all year long.
Very nice.
Wow. What do you do in the colder months? Is it like cabbage and kale and cotoneaster and stuff
shovel
like
snow.
That?
Shovel snow.
Yeah.
Snow. Oh, so it's just what?
Yeah, shovel snow.
We had 120 inches of snow last year, so we pretty much just are buried in snow in the winter.
Last year, the ground disappeared, I believe, somewhere after Thanksgiving and didn't reappear until March.
Wow.
Okay, so
let's get to the pallet deck.
I got a snow question. So
I swear you and Doug could probably talk about landscaping for about 3 days.
Doug, first of all, I'm a lawn
fanatic. Do you want
fanatic.
A beer?
Yeah, can we get some beers? I think that's allowed on this. And I'm a snow plowing fanatic.
He used to own a snow plow.
I used to own a plow and the whole thing. But when it snows like where you live, and we'll have to rebroadcast this in the winter, do you actually like start pushing back to the sides of your yard so the snowbank isn't 12 feet high?
We actually use a snowblower, and normally, like last year, we couldn't even see when we got to the end of our driveway. We just kind of closed our eyes and backed into the street hoping nobody else was coming.
The pile's so high on either side of the drive.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So can we get to the pallet deck?
Please talk about the pallet
deck. Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there.
We've got time. We've got time.
We have plenty of time,
we've
but I'm
got
still
time.
So curious.
I know, but we're having a good conversation.
Okay, I'll just wait.
Yep.
Does anybody want a drink? I'll go get some. I'll bring
we could
back
have it out on the pallet deck, which after you built it, you decorated beautifully, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. That was her.
So what was the groundwork?
I did the pretty work.
What was the inspiration? Why did you decide to say, you know what, we can do this, and this is how we're going to do it?
Well, the pallet deck's in our side yard, and we've tried something there every year for the last 4 or 5 years, trying to make it where it's nice for us to hang out and relax in the evenings after we get done with work. But we didn't want to spend a whole lot of money because, well, if it didn't work out, I didn't want to have a whole lot invested in it. So I've seen other people building with pallet decks, and we've tried a few other small projects, but I hadn't really – I considered doing a deck last year, and I just wanted to try to start small so that I could figure out how to do it. So if I wanted to go on a grander scale, then I had a little bit of experience underneath my belt.
Okay.
Perfect.
Now, the first question I have about a pallet deck is, like, what kind of site work do you have to do to get ready to put all the different pallets together?
Site work. It's not an office building.
Well, you know, you have to, I imagine that it has to be really level.
You just throw a couple rocks on the ground, right, and lay the pallets on them.
Well, okay. You want to clear all the dirt back. You want to get all the weeds off and clear the area where you want your pallet. But we used a very simple technique of just taking some concrete blocks and using them as piers or supports for the corners of the deck of the pallets. And we just really dug holes and spaced them out so they would, where they supported the corners, and just put gravel and sand on theirs and on the bottom so we could level them up.
Right, so you could add rocks or remove rocks, as it were, to get all the block tops on an even plane.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, now another thing I'm curious about.
You also used a crane.
Okay. I'm curious about is that, one thing, pallets have a lot of space in between the boards. And my other thing, because I know you guys are going to start talking, is how do you attach pallets together to make a deck? Like, how do you secure them from the sides? What did you do?
Well, first off, not all pallets have wide spacings on the top of them, okay? If you get the pallet you want to get is a 4x4 foot pallet that is designed for to hold barrels, 55-gallon barrels. And they're almost completely solid on top. Really, the width of the boards, the gap in between the boards is hardly bigger than a regular deck.
Okay.
Okay, so you got to choose the pallet properly.
So could I walk on them in some really high spiky heels, or should I go with not a spiky heel? When I'm over at your house enjoying your pallet.
If you're coming to our house, I'd recommend that you don't wear spike heels.
Okay.
You know, just...
Or carry them with me on the deck and then put them on when I'm sitting down?
Sure, okay. Yeah, that would work.
So we didn't just, you know, a lot of people were thinking that we just picked up the pallets, you know, just at the junkyard or wherever, but we did not. We purchased them from a special pallet manufacturer that is local to us in our town. So they are special pallets. So we're not really suggesting that you can, you know, just use any old pallet because it probably or may possibly break if it's just a junk pallet. They're really
yeah.
a special pallet that's going to hold weight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're new, so they're more structurally sound.
Well, they're new, and really, pallet manufacturers, there are pallet manufacturers all over. Everybody's got a pallet manufacturer close to them. I mean, we're in a small town, you know, 10,000 people, and we have 5 pallet manufacturers within a 30-minute drive of us.
That's crazy.
Right.
Wow. Google it, and it's right there.
I mean, yeah, Google it and Yellow Pages, whatever, and you'll find a pallet manufacturer near you. You just have to become friends with them.
Yeah, because
that's the big secret.
The guy said to us was, oh, yeah, sure, you're doing it for Pinterest. Well, we weren't, obviously, but that's, you know, I'm sure that they get lots of people, you know, lots of DIYers that wanted to go in and just, they just want three pallets when this guy is selling hundreds of thousands to one company. So, so you kind of got to, you know, tread that thin line there of making a friend with him, but Doug did a good job with that.
Yeah,
good job.
Now, let's talk about what's on the pallet deck, though, because you tricked it out, Liz.
Well, I want to talk about the stain first.
Yep, we have to stain it.
Okay.
So how did you choose, like, what kind of stain you wanted to use for your
pallet? Well, I wanted to use I didn't want to paint it because paint's just going to, you know, flake off after a year or so. But I used a solid color stain because there's a lot of variation in the wood grain, as you can expect or would expect. Plus, there's might be some printing on the side. You kind of want to camouflage that a little bit, make it look as nice as you can. So just a solid stain. I used the sandstone in this case just because we had flagstone walkway leading up to it. So I just kind of wanted to match it as close as I could.
Now, when you guys are picking out colors like that, how do you go through it? Does one person pick the color and the other one has veto power, or how do you go about it as a couple? Because picking color for a lot of people, or picking things out as a couple, can be really hard.
We spend about an hour standing in front of paint chips. I think
this time, actually, Doug did it all by himself because I was actually on a business trip when the deck had to be made and put up. So that's actually, I was with you, I think.
Yes. We were spending the day together.
We were together.
But did he send you pictures of the different color stains and things that he was thinking about? So you could say yeah or nay?
He did it this time around. He just kind of picked it out, and we knew what furniture and stuff we were going to put on it. So he knew what color scheme we were going with for that.
Let's
go to the furniture, because that's what you wanted to talk
about.
Well,
I wanted to talk about the furniture. I also want to congratulate Doug for being a husband who is able to decide something for himself.
It
very good.
Rarely.
If your man card has been clipped recently, you get that corner back.
Well, thank you.
My man card is the size of a really small stamp.
Mark, every minute a husband is making an excellent choice.
Listening to his wife.
Yes. I applaud you,
sir. Ding. His husband voice are going through the roof. Okay, we want to talk furniture, and I also want to know if you are thinking about a pallet-inspired treat for Who's Your Homemade.
Oh, no.
No?
I'm not sure a wood pallet on top of a cupcake or a brownie would go over too well. It tastes a little raw.
Well, what is the perfect treat to eat on a pallet deck, though? You have hundreds of recipes.
Just about anything, I think. We just did a grilled pound cake that's really yummy. So that's perfect because it just goes together. And minutes you're outside, you're grilling, you just, yeah.
Grilled pound cake?
Yeah.
You have to feed that to me. Yes.
So, Doug, are you her test lab? So when she tries out new recipes, are you the come in and, you know, evaluate the flavor and the texture and everything?
Yes.
And our three sons.
Okay.
We have three teenage boys, so.
So you've got a test lab out there of people.
Oh.
I think it was good. How many more are there?
We only have a minute left. Can we talk about the furniture real quick before we have to go?
We had the chairs, and we bought the cushions. There's a rug underneath. That's from Better Homes and Gardens. And then that was our starting point. So we liked the rug. We liked the colors. And so then, but we didn't want to clash patterns. So we just went with a solid pattern on the cushion. And then we just matched the potted plants on the sides as well and picked up a pillow to put on to pull it all together.
That is so nice.
That easy.
Oh, I love it. Well,
now,
you
is
have
that
to...
like a little oasis from the three boys?
Oh, absolutely. It's my
well,
quiet time. I go out there and...
You'll have to do a blog on the fence you build around it to keep them away from you.
It's kind of like an invisible fence. You should see the collars they have to wear.
Yeah.
Thank you
Thank
for
you.
Hanging out with us.
Oh.
Keep your projects going. Follow Liz and Doug at Hoosier Homemade on Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook and Google+. Thanks for hanging out with us. And we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life Live.
What a perfect night to dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress on. The door was smashed, said that she was the bomb.